Following is a report from Pastor Jyoti Benjamin, who is the leader of the Church of the Lutheran Confession in India. Greetings in the name of our Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as part of the CLC family, it's a privilege to be able to deeply connect with you, and we are happy to send this report to you. The Lord has led us through a difficult but blessed year in 2023-24. Let us remember the words of the Apostle Paul mentioned in 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Please continue to pray for the ministry of the CLCI. We are committed to run the race with unity, love, courage, and boldness here in India. To God be the glory. The year 2023 taught us to be grateful to our Lord Jesus for his abundant mercies and providence during these difficult times, which have included assaults on Christians here in India. We praise God that the CLCI has acted as a channel to spread hope and care for the poor, needy, and marginalized of these challenging times. God opened many ways through which we continue to spread his word through our CLCI public gospel meetings and mission activities. We are humbled to present to you our report for the 2023-24 year on how God has used the CLCI and its various churches to reach the unreached. Your prayers and support are of utmost importance for our evangelical outreach here in India. We conducted the CLCI public gospel meetings 8 times in this year in various villages of Andhra and Telangana states. They say that India lives in the villages, so mainly we concentrate on Indian tribal villages. These CLCI public gospel meetings are one of the ways of evangelism to reach the unreached. They sometimes enable us to start new CLCI congregations with the help of our CLCI members. The meetings are vibrant witness to the good news of Jesus Christ here in India. The meetings last 3 days, and the services are held in the afternoon and in the night. Meetings are held in open air under temporary tents, and sermons are given over loudspeakers. Anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people attend these meetings. Depending upon the number of people attending, sometimes we hire a sound and music system. We sing melodious Lutheran hymns with music to attract people and to introduce them to Jesus Christ. Every public meeting starts with sincere salutations and supplications to our Lord God. Every meeting starts with joyful singing led by our CLCI choir team. People gather spontaneously and with expectations participate in these meetings. We offer our short Lutheran worship service with a confession of sins. We share the Word of God with the people. The Word of God focuses the minds of the people on the purpose of their existence on earth. The inspiring message from our CLCI leaders and pastors refresh many newcomers and promise the way to salvation and eternal life. Jesus Christ was the ultimate winner in the hearts of many people, including children and youngsters. Sometimes we see positive results, and sometimes we face opposition from local antisocial elements and other religious groups. Over the last year, we received an amazing response to the gospel we proclaimed in the tribal villages. Many there are suffering under the evils of alcoholism, robbery, superstition, and prostitution. These are the devil's strongholds in these tribal villages. After each prayer meeting, many come forward to have individual prayers. At the end of the prayer meetings, We pray for each and every individual so that people would be delivered from their problems, sickness, and evil powers, and know the Savior of their lives. We're glad to report that many of these tribal people have received Jesus as their Savior through these meetings and have been baptized. We continue to start new churches. We keep moving ahead for more results with the gracious hand of our Lord. We firmly believe that the good news of Jesus changes the lives of people. Please do pray that God may grant His grace to do a good follow-up in these unreached villages. Rejoice and pray with us. This is the harvest time of the Lord here in India. From the bottom of our hearts, we convey our sincere thanks to all the CLC USA members who have been upholding us with your wonderful material and spiritual support. We appreciate your prayers and partnership in carrying out our vision to equip and mobilize God's people to transform and win many souls for Jesus here in India. On behalf of the CLCI ministry, I extend our gratitude to all our beloved CLC USA leaders, brothers and sisters, for your continued support and prayers. Thank you. This article was written by Jyoti Benjamin, chairman of the CLCI, who has his home in Nidabrolu, Andhra Pradesh State, India.